This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, response to our series of conversations on the Geneva Conventions when we read from your letters.
First, to Lebanon. We have a report now on how this summer's war there is affecting one family, a family that runs a winery. They've faced a blockade that prevented all exports, a shortage of farm workers to pick the grapes, and now no tourists to drink the wine. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Clos St. Thomas Winery is carved into a hillside in the Baca Valley town of Cab Elias. The winery is small but lovingly constructed, making heavy use of the local stone, including a cozy chapel dedicated to St. Thomas, namesake of the Tuma family that runs the winery. Every year the family gathers in the chapel to pray for a successful season, but this year Patriarch Saeed Tuma says they were lucky to have a harvest at all.
We had a huge problem with the workers because as soon as the bombing started, all the non-Lebanese workers and even Lebanese workers just left. You know, here in the Bica, a number of industries got hit. And we were scared. We were really terrified. As soon as we heard that the war was over, everybody was happy. And we all just got down there. It was me, my wife, my kids, doing everything possible to save the season.
Tuma starts the crusher and workers begin dumping crates of Petit Verdot grapes into the machine, which separates the green stems from the grapes and skins. Those are pumped into large stainless steel tanks. In France, Petit Verdot is a minor blending grape for red Bordeaux wines, often heavily tannic and astringent. But in the warm Baca Valley sunshine, the grapes grow to perfect ripeness, the tannins balanced by a lush fruitiness. The 66-year-old Tuma has a long history in Lebanese wine and spirits. His family was one of the first to start making arak, the anise-flavored Arab liqueur, in the 1880s. He's been making wine since the 1950s, although he only built the Clos St. Thomas Winery in the 1990s. Saeed's son Joe Asad Tuma leads the way to the caves beneath the winery. Water flows down the rock walls, keeping the temperature cool and providing the humidity that helps keep the seal on the French oak barrels holding Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Syrah grapes. Joe Tuma apologizes for the mess. Cases of sold but unshipped wine litter the floor, stranded by the Israeli naval blockade that closed the ports of Lebanon.
These cases were supposed to go for export to France and Germany, but since there was a blockage, they stayed here.
The tasting room at Clos St. Thomas is almost empty. The usual summer schedule of barbecues, weddings, and baptisms canceled by the war. The wines, many of which are exported to European markets, aren't nearly as famous as Lebanon's larger, more established wineries like Chateau Cafraya, Mussar, or Kassara. But they are consistently well-made. The whites, crisp, aromatic, and food-friendly, and the reds ranging from pleasant everyday table wine to serious Cabernet-based efforts that could age for several years. Back in the grape crushing room, Saeed Tuma obviously has a love of the grape that he's passed on to his family, and he's relentlessly optimistic about his passion.
The future of wine is on the up and up. You have hospitals telling their patients they should have half a glass of red wine a day. It's good for your blood flow, it's good for so many things. I drink half a glass of wine a day. Sometimes I cheat.
Saeed Tuma is part of a Lebanese winemaking tradition that dates back thousands of years to the ancient Phoenicians. But Lebanon is a notoriously changeable country, and lately the most popular groups throughout the Middle East are the Islamists, with their implacable opposition to alcohol. Lebanon hardly seems like the most likely Arab nation to embrace Islamic fundamentalism, but Tuma knows better than to predict the future.
You know, there are those that don't drink, and there are those maybe that are Muslim that do drink, and there are people who drink. Am I scared? I don't know. It really depends on the future, and it depends how much fundamentalism spreads.
For the moment, the Tuma family is just happy to be salvaging some kind of season from the long, hot summer of 06. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.